This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
The Commanders just made a big move. You heard Forsey talk about it there. Mike Garofolo first to report it. Since then, everybody's confirmed it. Will Harris joining the organization. Will Harris was a third-round pick of the Detroit Lions back in 2019. Played his college football at Boston College, from down south, from Georgia. 6'1", 210, 205, depending on the listing. Pretty physical player, likes to come downhill. Has played all over. He's played free safety, strong safety, corner. Was kind of a slot corner last year in New Orleans. Largely durable in his career. Missed a couple games over the course of six seasons. Harris is the presumed replacement for Jeremy Chinn. Harris going to cost you less than Chinn. I'll open the phone lines up. You think they've done enough now at safety? Just an hour ago, Barstool Nate was concerned about the safety position.
They addressed it.
I think the safety position is very, very tricky. I think 2 years ago, fans were very much concerned about losing Cam Curl. Why wasn't he extended? That didn't happen. They signed Jeremy Chinn. When Jeremy Chinn was signed, a lot of people were convinced he wasn't the right guy, wasn't the right fit, wasn't the right answer.
Now they don't want him to go.
Now they don't want him to go anywhere. The safety market and the safety payment in the NFL is a funky one to try to figure out. And I think clearly, I look at the athletic testing and they're pretty similar for Chinn and for Harris. If you look at the two of them, Harris is a little faster. Chin's obviously a little bigger, a little jumpier. I think there's a profile for what Washington likes at given positions. And honestly, Peter's kind of lifted the curtain a little bit on that when we were in Indy this past year talking about pass rushers and talking about how much value he puts on the 10-yard split in the 40. Mm-hmm. So there's specific stuff they look at, and I think there's got to be a reason. Because as much as I think, because we are so deep in the weeds on NFL free agency, that folks get like alarmed or convinced they haven't done enough. The league year hasn't even opened. Technically, free agency doesn't even start till tomorrow. There could still be surprise releases over the next 24 hours.
Could be.
I mean,
yeah.
I don't even know that the Rams have officially released Cup yet, right?
Not that I know of.
It's early in this process.
Early in the process, but it's the same hysteria every year, dude. This is nothing new. I don't care what happens. The fans will always be up in the tizzy.
Jeffrey, how you feeling about Will Harris?
I'm cool with it. I know he laid CD Lamb out one game. So I know he could lay some big hits. I'm not really familiar with his game, how he is in coverage and stuff. I'm gonna go and check on that, but I'm cool with it. I love a safety that could hit.
They could thump.
Yeah, he can hit, man. He has not been necessarily like a ball hawk over the course of his career, I wouldn't say. In six seasons, he's got 3 interceptions, a couple of forced fumbles, 19 passes defensed. This is not the most exciting, outrageous signing ever, but this is fairly consistent with what they've done last year, this year. You know, maybe there's a couple of headliners, and then you fill in holes with guys you like. Beat, is it? Do you feel better the fact that Lance Newmark, the assistant GM, was in Detroit when this dude was drafted, and clearly there's a relationship there? Familiarity seems to matter a lot with the guys they bring in.
I really don't care about the familiarity. I understand that you may feel you had a certain feeling about a person. You bring them in because I don't care what they do till they get here. You know, when they play well somewhere else, I expect that here. If you come here and you don't play well, then what does that mean? So I want him to be able to play, and you watch. I like the fact that he'll lay lumber on somebody. You know what I'm saying? Because you know how I am about people tackling in the secondary and they don't go to the ground.
Sure. I think this is a different cat. But, I mean, you see some of that all over, right, the NFL, where less and less hitting and rapping, just some hitting and missing. Let's go to Nate in D.C., see how he's feeling. Nate, Will Harris is presumably the new safety in Washington to play alongside Quan Martin. How you feeling?
I feel positive about it, although I feel like we're not done yet at the safety position. I think Peters make drafts a safety. Part of that is because of Will Harris's versatility. He can play all positions in the backfield, essentially. So we could use him even in the corner, in the nickel, if needed be, depending on personnel. So he would have somebody not only to compete with the, you know, the incumbents, but I think we'll get one more safety and definitely a corner.
All right, man.
Thanks, dude. Yeah, I still think they have to add a corner. Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Will Harris is the newest signing by the Washington Commanders. Plenty more to come, obviously. I think, you know, none of it is finalized. This thing is very much a moving process. A lot has to happen. There's going to be more moves throughout. The corner situation, I think you'll have to figure something out. Just because you're going to be losing a bunch of guys. It's St. Juice. At 4 o'clock tomorrow, presumably, will he technically could talk to other teams right now, but nothing can become finalized or official until tomorrow. It's going to be kind of interesting to watch how this all shakes out, and I think you still have to add a corner. Probably going to draft somebody. Maybe you expect internal improvement as well. You think they want to keep Sammer still on the inside? Because that was the plan.
I think they would love to get him there. That's his best position. If they can get somebody else that could be outside. But until they do that, he's outside.
Does this feel like Harris is the replacement for Chin to you?
Yeah.
I agree. And I don't think that should be that much of a shock. I'm curious if Lattimore is back to not even his all-pro self, but just a pro bowler. If Lattimore's back to, if he can really run on the outside with his physical level of play, that'll help this defense so much. And I think a lot of other things will kind of just fall into place from there. I do think I thought Quan was good last year and getting better both seasons.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's really exciting.
What's wrong, man?
They got a bunch of safeties on the roster. Reeves is still on the roster. Percy, I don't think anything's finalized, right? There's probably a bunch of changes coming over the next week or so, and then even really over the next, like, 2 months. But I don't mind the Will Harris signing. It's funny how people kind of, like, pick and choose the guys they want. based on...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If they saw him in one game or all of a sudden, like I think it is, they hear somebody saying something and they run with it. They don't vet it. They run with it.
Sure. Yeah, and then I think a lot of it is just like kind of arbitrary rankings from various websites.
Yeah, a lot of that happens.
Like if you go to The Ringer... Right, the Ringer top 50 free agents. I know that was sometimes they're like useful kind of pieces of information, but it hardly makes them definitive, especially in a sport like football where everything is just so subjective and scheme dependent and changes dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for Washington, they don't, if there is top of the table money, they want it to be for a legit blue chip player. Mm-hmm. I think there's enough body of work to support that.
Totally.
Ward signed somewhere, right?
I haven't heard that he signed. I thought I saw a list where he was still out there. You're talking about?
Yeah, he signed with the Colts.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. He got $20 million a year. That's a lot of dough, man.
Gotta take it.
Yeah, clearly they look at last year as an aberration with everything going on with his family. For the second straight season, it does look like Washington is not spending top of the market money on free agency, but generally spending top of the market money on free agency isn't the best path to winning anyway.
They're spending more this year than they did last year.
Well, they're going to end up spending a lot of money on Tunsil. And that's a big move, but it's not straight free agency.
But what they're doing, they're building their team how they feel they need to construct it. And just going out, just everyone wants, this is what I pick up. When Dan was doing it, they hated it. Now that's what they seem to want. And he's doing it a different way. And he already got more success in 1 year than they got in 20-something years.
Right.
And people still want to see that. No, I'm going to go along with what they're doing. You know, do it more methodically instead of just thinking you got to go spend money. Just spending top dollar don't mean that you're making the right moves.
Well, I also think the Tunsil trade is obviously the big move. The Lattimore trade was obviously the big move last year. They are adding a lot. It might not necessarily be straight free agency, but I don't think, for me, man, if you look at the last opportunities for player acquisition, trade deadline, and then the last week or so here, they've added three legit star players. And that tells me everything I need to know about how the team views themselves going forward.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody wants to talk about being aggressive while you've got a team, while you've got a quarterback on a rookie deal. They're doing it. And maybe they're not doing it via free agency by just spending all the cash, but they're doing it, man. If those guys are healthy, that's what's happening.
Got a point. If they spend all the cash, then they won't have any money to pay for the rookies. Got to save something for them.
It's not even that. It's you're adding blue chip players. I remember when McLuhan was here. Gosh, it seems like a long time ago. And he talked about we just don't have blue chip players.
Yeah.
Washington, I'm not disrespecting the players they've had, but since before Jaden and since Trent Williams, who was a player on their roster you could say legitimately was the best or a top three, top five player at their position?
Been a while.
Last year you could argue it with Terry.
Yeah.
But even when Terry was good before that, it was never that. You know what I mean? He wasn't a top five receiver.
Yeah, but I think top five, you don't have to have the top five. You can go to the top 10, top 16 guy.
But what they're doing now is adding guys in that conversation.
Yeah, I mean, you got Jaden and you got Tunzel, who happened to come on. I don't know how many old people are.
Debo has an all-pro season on his resume. Maybe it's not top five, but to your point, where it's top 10, whatever, you're adding true elite talent that they haven't had. I think Terry, Debo, who has all-pros? Wagner.
Yeah, right.
Luvu now has a second team all pro. They have increased the level of athlete for sure. And then now I don't know that Lattimore is going to get back there, but if it can, it changes a lot.
They'll try to get him there.
They think he is.
Mm-hmm.
If you missed it, you just got in your car. The Commanders have signed a safety, Will Harris. Been a really versatile player. Last year in New Orleans, he played all over the place. It's going to be interesting to see if they view him as a kind of straight replacement for Jeremy Chinn or it's somebody they're going to move all over the place. I kind of think they will keep – I don't think somebody with that kind of versatility you expect to then – stop being versatile. I think that'd be a mistake.
Yeah.
He's
playing wherever he can help you, depending on the game. And I think a guy with his ability is the type of dude that you get to do things like that, where one game he may line up a certain place. Next game, you're looking for him, reading him, and he's in something in another position. It'll mess your whole little system up.
Well, I did get one important piece of information. This is accurate. From Nat, at Natals1 on Twitter. Brian, are you prepared for this?
I'm listening.
Will Harris is going to have to pick a new jersey number.
Hey, we're number five.
You're not going to wear five
here,
dog.
You're not getting five.
You're not going to get five here.
That ain't happening. I think he already knows that.
I'm sure he's aware. Yeah. I also think, in general, fans care far more about jersey numbers than players do. I think... established players, but when Will Harris signs this deal, he's more interested in the $5 million guarantee.
But when he was looking to sign here, he already knew five was out the question.
Right.
You know, if it was some other person that had it, maybe he'll come in and request it. But when he looked and saw who's wearing number five, he can forget about it.
I think that's correct. We were talking a little. I do want to do some March Madness stuff. Terps are moving up in the rankings. I still think they're kind of being slighted, but maybe that's just me.
Just you, Jay.
I don't know. Well, that's why Brian, the resident college hoops expert. What we do know is March is heating up. We're getting close to the Ides of March. You better beware. And soon enough, somebody's going to be cutting down the nets. Who's it going to be? Well, you can get in on all the tournament action at ESPN Bet Sportsbook. We got Big 12 tournament action right now. Cincinnati's playing Oklahoma State. The ACC tournament starts today. The Hokies are playing at 4:30. A vaunted ACC rivalry, B-Mitch. Virginia Tech against Cal.
Oh, wow.
I mean, if that doesn't scream Tobacco Road, I don't know what does. Syracuse, Florida State tonight. Delaware surprisingly took down Towson last night. If you had the Delaware money line last night, you got rich, buddy. We got plenty of college hoops action. Gonzaga St. Mary's tonight is a legit, very good game. St. Mary's is 19th. There's going to be more ACC action as the week goes on. more Big 12 action, UCF, Utah, whatever it is you're looking for, futures, point spreads, you want to bet those upsets. If you can find the Cinderella story and bet the money line, that's going to be a good night for you. Whatever you do, whoever you think it is that's going to win it all, if you bet $20 on the team you think wins it all and they do, you'll win a share of $2 million in bonus bets. Plus, you'll receive $10 in bonus bets for every win your team has in the tournament. Download the ESPN Bet Sportsbook app to get started today. Make sure you check out Maryland and Virginia laws, odds, and lines subject to change. And you must be 21 plus. If there's a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yep.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.